Cobweb Castle by Jan Wall, with drawings by Edward Gorey. Fleming Flinders, who worked in a green grocery selling turnips, potatoes, onions, and squash, stood at the counter dreaming and reading fairy tales. He wondered if he, too, mightn't find fame and fortune somewhere out in the world. So one day, he put on his best suit and said goodbye to Nissy the store cat, and tied to a long stick a kerchief into which he planned to put the gold he found. Happily, he set off down the road. He had only walked a mile or two when he saw an old lady with a wart on her big nose. Her name was Drucamilla. He believed she must be a witch. Therefore, he asked, "Can you tell me how I can grow richer than ever before in my life?" She stood there tapping her foot. She was late getting somewhere already.
"What was that question again?"
Drucamilla asked, looking at her watch. "Can you tell me how I can grow richer than ever before in my life?" he repeated louder. At last she said, wanting to get rid of him,
"All right, you go down the road immediately till you come to a tree with two crows sitting in it. If you speak to the right crow, he probably will tell you what you must do."
So Fleming Flinders went down the road till he came to the tree with two crows sitting in it. "This must be the tree," he said. "But which crow is the right crow?" he wondered. One was on an upper branch and one was on a lower branch. "Hello," he said to one. "A nice afternoon, isn't it?" However, it wasn't the right crow, and so it didn't say anything. So back Fleming Flinders went down the road until he found Drucamilla hurrying over a hill almost out of sight. "What do I do now?" he asked.
"Why don't you try speaking to the other crow?" she snapped.
So this is what he did, and that crow answered,
"A very nice afternoon."
Then the crow flew down over his wide-brimmed hat and sat on his ear.
"Watch closely," the crow whispered in his ear, "and I'll show you something."
It was a talking crow which had escaped from a vaudeville theater. Signor Monteverdi, who owned the crow, was looking for it desperately with a net. Fleming and the crow walked on till they came to a thickly tangled, spooky forest. In the middle of the forest was a lake, and at the side of the lake there lay a rowboat. Fleming Flinders got in the rowboat with the crow on his hat and rowed out into the water. Far out in the lake he saw an island, and on the island there was a huge house. "Cobweb Castle," he said, shuddering.
"Goodbye,"
suddenly the crow said, and flew away. The crow had seen Signor Monteverde hiding in the lilac bushes. Up at one of the open windows, Fleming thought he saw a beautiful face looking out. The beautiful face called,
"Are you from the bakery, I hope? We're all out of bread."
Yes, I am from the bakery," Fleming Flinders lied in his teeth. "But the bread has fallen into the water."
The beautiful face went away and then came out the front door looking sad.
"Are you a princess?" Fleming Flinders asked.
"No, we just rented the place for the summer," the girl said. "Can I go for a ride in your boat?" she begged.
He was delighted to take her rowing. He wanted to ask what life in Cobweb Castle was like, but did not. The girl had a little mandolin and played it. Plinkety plinkety plink. Soon, out of nowhere, came the talented black crow flying over their heads.
"Here, blacky, blacky, blacky," cried Signor Monteverdi on shore, waving his net.
"It's the ogre of the woods," shouted Fleming.
But he was too late to stop Signor Monteverdi from capturing the crow.
Be careful, you're tipping the boat," cried the girl, and indeed they were soon floundering in the lake.
The mandolin sank to the bottom and was never seen again.
"Poor crow," the girl said. She felt like adding, "poor dress." Her dress was new.
"You know, I thought the crow might change into something," Fleming Flinders murmured.
They swam slowly back to the island. On the sand, they wrote their names with sticks. Her name was Ingeborg. Eventually the sun dried their wet clothing, though Ingeborg's dress was never the same again. The rowboat drifted onto some rocks.
They walked around gathering berries in baskets. When the baskets were full, he said, "Oh, I thought this was an enchanted forest, but all I have met is one talking crow and somebody kidnapped him."
"I know, it's not like it was in the old days," Ingeborg sighed.
"Still, I keep thinking I'm supposed to find some money," suggested Fleming Flinders.
"Here come my mother and my father," exclaimed Ingeborg.
Not far off were the sounds of wild barking and loud panting coming closer. Fleming imagined her parents must be approaching on all fours.
I guess I'll meet them some other time," said Fleming, climbing quickly into the boat.
Ingeborg waved a very sad goodbye. She would miss him somehow. While he rowed, far loons cried and owls hooted in the forest. Ingeborg's mother and father appeared, leading on leashes some basset hounds, which they raised for a living.
"We're sorry to have missed your new friend," they said,
and went in the house to have tea. Soon it was night. Then he walked through the forest, with only some of the moonlight spilling through the tree crowns. It was very dark, so he curled up under dry bushes and fell asleep. It was not turning out like a fairy tale after all. He woke up, expecting at least rubies on the ground, but there were none. This time he did not have the crow to guide him, so he had to pick his way through brambles and briars. He arrived back at the road with his suit torn and his hopes dashed.
"Wait till I meet that witch again," he declared. "I will give her a piece of my mind."
After a while he saw Drucamella coming down the road, holding an umbrella. She was on her way to a garden party.
"Wait a minute," he said, stopping her. "I journeyed out in the world and had adventures. I walked with a crow till I came to Cobweb Castle. I did all the things there were to do. Look at me now. I'm no richer than before. Fine witch you are."
Finally, that made her angry. She yelled,
"Foolish boy, what made you think I was a witch?"
She hit him over the head with her umbrella, then hustled off down the road. And Fleming Flinders? He went back to the turnips and potatoes and started dreaming all over again. The end.